I think that there's a tinge of disappointment, which would be, I think, obvious to most managers up and down the country if they haven't done anything in a transfer window. However, I said to you last week, and I'm still of the same thought, that my sole focus is on these players at this football club right now, and nothing has changed as regards that. The transfer window has been long, arduous, tedious, but I have 100% stayed focused on the players, our opposition, our game plan, and I'm pleased that I've not been sidetracked with anything and kept it going, and that's all I want to do, really. Yeah, I think that.
If the notion, though, is that when a manager comes into a club, it might take 3 or 4 transfer windows to be able to put your own stamp on a club,
yeah,
you're still in a situation where you've got a group that you've inherited that were recruited by 4 different managers. I mean, 2 of your most reliable performers were brought here by Lee Clark. So that doesn't make the task that you've taken on any easier.
No, look, you don't know about that when you're gonna take the job. But, you know, like I've said, no, the job hasn't been easy from word go. You know, and then, like I've said before, you know, when you get some criticism for it, and I know you're going to get criticised in this job, but when you get some criticism, when people don't understand what's going on, because also, and I don't blame him for not understanding either, and I'm fine with the criticism. What I'm saying is, sometimes people don't know the whole story to things. And I think what I've managed to do throughout my career is I don't tend to air any dirty linen in public. Whatever I have to say, I say behind closed doors. And that's just generally the person I am. Because I don't think it being out there in the public domain necessarily does your football club any favours in the long run. So I think that, you know, since I've been here, I think I've acted professional, and that's the way it'll stay.
But here's the thing, the positive is that with this group, the last 5 league games have produced 10 points. It's got the team out of the bottom 3. That's a big consolation. Any tinge of disappointment that you might feel at the end of January is offset by that run.
Yeah, I mean, like as you said, my focus has been on the players, and I really have kept my focus on that. What has happened is there's been a lot more later nights, phone calls, discussions, meetings, good and bad. But I'm pleased that there's been enough hours in the night to get a good night's sleep to crack on with the boys again the following morning. And like I said, I'm pleased I've done that. You know, it's been tiring, but it's worth it. They're a good group of lads. I enjoy working with them. I enjoy watching them on the training ground. I'm enjoying watching them play at the moment and getting to understand what's taken a long time to get into them because of getting a settled team, having people together. There'll be a lot of euphoria up and down the country today in fresh dressing rooms, and the games that they've had up and down the country today will be all a little bit sharp when the new people have come in. But come Saturday, our boys are in sync with each other and they will know what one another are going to do. Good, bad or indifferent, that's going to be there, because for the last 3 months they've done the hard yards on the training ground. So I'm pleased I've got these lads to work with, and like I've said before, and I'll reiterate it again, my sole focus is them and making sure we get enough points that we're in this division, then we can look at everything.
And it means they're carrying confidence into this game at Hillsborough, which is another very important game. A victory there, and Sheffield Wednesday start looking over their shoulders. You can drag somebody else in.
Yeah, no, look, I think our focus is just, whether we drag other people in or not is, it's irrelevant, any of that. It's about us, the performance, our points total at the end of the season. And at the moment, all we can control, or hopefully control, is our performance. Fitness, hopefully, touch wood, no injuries. I think we've had enough of them to last two seasons. So hopefully we do a little bit of luck on that injury front for the remainder of the season.
Just a quick word on Sheffield Wednesday themselves, in that under the new manager, very solid, haven't been scoring goals. So they're going through a little bit of a regrouping exercise of their own.
Well, you know, it's something always happens when you go into a football club. You know, you can shore up the goals one end and then you don't score the other end, or you can go and score a bucket load and then you let them in the other end. And at the moment, the manager's obviously working from the back by the look of it, and certainly by the sound of it with the results they've got. But they're a good club, Sheffield Wednesday. You've got some very good players. I would imagine that quite a few players there might be thinking they're close to fitness, so I wouldn't be surprised to see a few more of their bodies on the team sheet this week. But that's fine anyway. You know, we know roughly where we're going to be anyway.
What sort of questions will they pose you on the pitch?
Well, like in one of the questions there, a bit of solidity at the back. So, you know, how are we going to unlock them? How are we going to get there? How are we going to score our goals? And obviously, the uncertainty of perhaps their starting lineup will pose us some threats, because the way they can change with the players that they've got, that will pose different equations for us in the game. But hopefully by the time game time comes, we would have certainly spoke about those, because you don't know their team for sure until the team sheets come in at 2 o'clock. But by then our prep would have been done on the training ground anyway.
Your form would suggest that other teams now are beginning to say, we're in for a tough afternoon, you know, whereas that might not have been the case a year ago.
Well, it might not have been the case a couple of months ago, might it? But like I said, everything's a work in progress, it's time. But it's all credit to the lads, you know, they've turned it round, they've done very well. They've come from, you know, incredible depths to get where they are now, and they're probably feeling good about themselves, which is nice. And today it was good to see them today, you know, even though the training ground here is always freezing and windy, the sun was shining and they were smiling, so that was nice to see this morning.
I mean, you had a smile saying that, but that's a vital part of this game, isn't it, how they're feeling in their minds.
Yeah, incredible part of it. Don't forget they're young men as well. They always, you know, they're not as old as us three here doing this interview, or certainly old as you anyway.
Thank you for that.
Pleasure. But I think that they all need educating, don't they? So they're all young guys that sometimes probably get put under, they might earn more money than the average man in the street, but they're put under a considerable amount of pressure in one go, if you know what I mean. And sometimes that pressure can get to a young man. But like I said, they're all young and they're all learning, and hopefully they'll have more smiles on their faces between now and the end of the season than not.
Finally, the football's black and white, winning, losing. But your form, even when you were losing, suggested that results weren't far away from turning round to be positive. So you've not been surprised that you're actually picking up points?
No, thankful might be a word there. I think surprised would come across. If I said that, well, I'm not surprised, that will come across. That would come across as arrogant. So I wouldn't put the word surprised in there.
You know the point I'm making, though.
Yeah, no, I do, yeah. I'm not trying to be clever with you with it. I'm being honest. I just think that because when I give you an honest, someone else will pick it up and they'll write it about I'm not surprised. What I'm saying by that is I'm thankful that that's happened. That's where I am with it. I'm thankful that's happened.